And tonight, and every night here at Serenity, we have a tradition where we have somebody from our own that shares what communion means to them. And tonight it's Mac Martin.
My name is Mac, and I qualify. What I'm going to share tonight has to do with broken people who think they may be unworthy. Maybe a newcomer or something like that. Somebody may be sitting out there right now. When a person becomes broken because he is powerless over what harms him, his world around him becomes broken also. Be it alcohol, drugs, porn, gambling, overeating, or whatever, it may be his world starts falling apart. It may start with job loss, then car repo, and then he loses his house. Then maybe his wife, and he reaches rock bottom, and he becomes a broken man. This is a short story about how brokenness works. Sometimes, said there once was a man babysitting his small son while his wife ran errands. He was sitting in a rocker reading a long article in a magazine while his son played on the floor. But the little boy kept bugging him with questions and interrupting his reading. So he had an idea. He called the boy over and he tore out a page in the magazine. It was an airline ad that showed a picture of the world. He tore the picture into pieces and told his son that he had a puzzle for him to get the tape and put the world back together. He thought that'd keep him busy long enough for him to finish reading. So, anyway, wasn't very long till the boy told him that he was finished with it. The man was startled and he said, "How did you do it so fast? You know nothing about the world." And the boy replied, "I know, Dad, but while you were tearing the page out, I seen a picture of the man's face on the other side. So I turned the pieces over and I put the broken pieces of the man back together. And when I did, the world came together on its own." Therefore, a person who has reached rock bottom and has been lifted up out of the pit hole of darkness has a story to tell. They can tell all their experience, strength, and hope. A person who has experienced firsthand what they have seen while in the dark will have something to share when they get back into the light. If he so chooses, God may choose this person to serve him. This writing is for those who do not feel worthy and feel ashamed to share their experience, strength, and hope, and find it hard to serve God, but what is inside their minds now may save another person's life if they can rise above their problems and get off rock bottom and stay there. we might question that and say the bravery of God is trusting us, you say, but he has been unwise to choose me because there is nothing in me. I am not of any value. That is why he chooses you. As long as you think there's something in you, he cannot choose you, because you have ends of your own to serve. But if you have let him bring you to the end of your self-sufficiency, then he can choose you to go with him to Jerusalem, and that will mean the fulfillment of purpose, which he does not discuss with you. That last part.
Share, I pray, Lord, that it will Oswald all be for your glory. We thank you, Lord,
my utmost for his eyes. The book is a good book.
In your safe embrace all week long.
So while taking communion, I always say a little prayer and offer myself to him so that he may build with me and do with me as he will. Thank you for letting me share. Let's see.